This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a Friday night skate party in Hayward. Wear your Halloween costume and be entered into drawings throughout the night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Skating is from 7 to 8:45 p.m. The entry is $7, and skates are a $3 rental. Anyone 9 years old and younger must have adult supervision. Once again, this is Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park for Friday night ice skating. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., it's Chicago-style hot dog day at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Backed by popular demand, they invite you to come on down and enjoy Chicago-style hot dogs. They have Vienna beef hot dogs, lime green relish, sport peppers, onions, mustard, celery salt, pickle spears, tomato, and sesame seed steamed buns. Once again, that is Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, yeah, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh,
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermain, Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30 at 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show is set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady, and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty, and his voice was no longer cracking.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.